said, you get out of here. You can't move. I said, you don't move. I said, get back in the car. So she threaded me a needle, and she wouldn't let me put the first stitch in it till I got me a thimble. She showed me how to do it. And I just wished I'd kept a count of what I've made in the past 2 years.
Well, let's see, Mrs. Coleman, you're, have you always lived in Newberry?
No, ma'am. I was born over in Dixie County and raised in Swan County. And we left Swan County in 24. We went to Avonbar, went down there to Paytonville, and in 29 we come back to Swan County and stayed there a couple of years, and then more through to Lutterway County. I've been in Lutterway County ever since.
If I wanted to mail you anything, what is your mailing address?
Newberry, Route 1, Box 42.
Route 1, Box 42. Oh.
482.
Oh, 482. Great, because you know, I might want to send you materials in the mail if you want them. Now, the quilt that you're quilting right now, what kind of pattern is this?
Well, it's just pieces that I had left from other tops. And it wasn't big enough, you know, to put a pattern. So I just took them, stripped them up, put it down on the paper, and then I got the top big enough, put the board on, pulled my paper off.
Do you have a particular name for this shape or anything? No?
Most people call it string. I'm making some over here.
Uh-huh.
Some samples that a girl that works in Gainesville brought me. A curtain material.
Uh-huh.
And then she brought me 5 books. They've got enough of them to make 3 tops. But they have a strip of paper on the end of the bag. And you can steam that paper and get it off, and then you can stick a needle through it. For that old paste was that? You can stick a needle. So I got one top made, another cut out to me. And said she's going to use some more sample books, and they just got a big pile of them on there. So I bought many paper space, and said, those men kept them. You know, they took them, sample books, they had to pay for it.
Yeah.
And he kept them. He's given them to the girl. They make them some more.
That's good.
Why were they calling stamp books?
I reckon because you can just pick up your scrap out of your book. See, every one of these squares now is just, every one of them's got this strip down the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got a yellow piece in the center of each square where I fit.
Yeah.
I want to make just 2 colors like this.
Oh, man.
Because you start off with 1 color, and you, like, you're going to make it red and yellow. Start with red here, put your yellow here, your red, and then we got two and put it together and kind of form another square right in here.
Oh,
there's one girl in here that I made her 5 books.
Gosh,
5. She was in law school.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know which one. She was the one who told me about you.
She
had curly hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you know a little thing about that?
Why?
I don't know. She couldn't pick up her last bit. She just got some mad with me. And I told her, I said, Marsha, I said, don't try to pick a fuss at me now. I said, I don't know the first thing. I said, I love you. I said, you seem like my own grandchild. She's been here so much, you know.
What?
She just, I think just one of her bad days.
Right.
It's rough sometimes.
I've made books for people in Miami, Jacksonville, Perry, place by here and seen the sun. So now I'll get that one short to you.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to take it out on the porch where I might have enough light to shoot it. I don't know if any of these pictures will come out.
Our little house is so little. Well, that's the thing. You might get it back in. Spread it out.
Well, I need to take it outside where I have the sunlight to.
Sunshine.
I know. But I think it might be a little bit more light than in here. Which
she'll have pulled up one corner.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be great. Okay.
In fact, I would also have to build me a new porch.
King-size bed.
Oh.
And it's about that much being long enough. I'm just waiting for it to come back. Yeah. I didn't even touch it with that wool blanket.
Right.
Because you know wool, you take put a wool blanket in a quilt like that, and every time you wash it, that blanket's going to draw, and it's going to... And it's a Dutch, girl.
Oh,
I
would
put that in that, and nothing
really. Because that takes so long to do a little Dutch girl, doesn't it?
I want
to
make my daughter a spread this summer. I'm going to use a white background, make all my Dutch girls just alike, and then the ruffle, I'm just going to make it just the size of the mattress, and then put a ruffle on.
That'd be good. I think I hear your phone. Is that your grandson you're talking to?
That baby up there.
Oh.
He's just like that picture. He's out of one thing into 50. And he comes here, I keep my groceries in the cabinet, you know, a double door to it.
Uh-huh.
And he'll go in there and he'll open it and begin to pile them out on the floor. And if his granddaddy's with him, he'll pull him in here and give him to his granddaddy and take him home. Oh,
who's in the picture?
That's
right there.
My father.
That's your father. That's a beautiful frame, and the picture is really... How long ago was that taken, do you know?
That was took when I was 21 years old.
When was that?
I'm 72 now.
You're 72, so gosh, that was quite a while ago. Who's the soldier tonight?
Husband.
Is he still living? Or
he's been dead ever since that girl of mine was 7 years old.
Oh, gosh. That's hard.
That's her up there with that baby in her lap.
That's really hard.
That easy, sweetest thing. You ever put on a pair of shoes? I don't see it because he's my grandbaby. His mother brought me here one day, just about such a day today. It was in December, and it was cold. Put him in there on my bed, turned me down to me. She says, can I use your phone? I said, yes, if you're not going to call for long distance. And she called my daughter. We were in Bronson. Told her, said, Mom, if you want the baby, come get him. I'm going to leave him here at Granny's. And that was when he was 6 weeks, 5 weeks old. And my daughter's had him ever since. He was a year old and October.
Oh, my goodness.
He don't know no other mother except his real grandmother and his great-grandma. And we started the Gainesville yesterday. She had another one of her grandbabies with her.
It was
the 21st of December. And he was up the front seat with his grandma, and one of my granddaughters sitting in the back, holding the baby in her lap. As soon as I got in that car and sat down, he crawled over there, over that seat, got in my lap, and looked up, looked around at the baby. He was laying in my granddaughter's lap. I said, now.
So that's actually your great-grandson. Uh-huh.
And that little girl up there is my great-grandbaby. And then that was our song about why I was.
What about this picture over here? That's another nice thing.
That's my mother,
uh-huh.
One of my sisters, and one of my brothers, and that's my daughter when she was a
little baby. Yeah, that's great. That's another baby picture.
Well, that's the daughter when she was a baby.
That's beautiful.
And if you'll notice that picture there, and that picture of Daniel up there, that little boy, you can tell the resemblance in him.
Oh, yeah.
That's five of my grandchildren in that frame there.
Yeah.
And then this one, and that one there, and this one, and then five over there, just take brother and sister.
They all live around the area?
Oh, that one there, his cap and gown's on in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And that in the lower left-hand corner. He's up Georgia at work, and the rest of them, they're around Boston.
Where did you get your quilting frames?
A man here in Newberry made them. They ain't
uh-huh.
no trouble to make.
Oh, yeah?
Just get on one before, like them was laying out there on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And just split them open. You put these tacks in them, then, you know, people used to sew them in frames. And every time you had it to roll, that would all tear it out and re-tie again. And so somebody never come up with a bright idea putting tacks on.
And then you just tack it right down
mm-hmm.
like that.
Just hook
your
line into it, and you can stretch it just as tight as you want to. Then. And if you get them too tight, you don't pull them.
How did... When you roll them up then as you
mm-hmm.
go, and then you anchor them down with these
yeah.
little clamps here. That's good. How long have you had this frame?
Preacher used to live there in Newberry, made them about a couple of years. We made them for his wife, and they moved away.
Uh-huh.
And I was using them. I told her maybe I'd have them pulled out of the frame before she left. She said, you can have them. I ain't going to never put them on.
Oh.
So she gave it to me.
Right.
My first husband made me some, and he put more holes than his, just about the spare part of these tacks in.
Uh-huh.
It made me some hickory pegs.
Oh, so you could peg it down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you could roll it just in that peg in that hole. It didn't slip.
What happened to that framer?
I lent them to somebody and they forgot to return them. And they were made out of cypress. They would lie.
Oh, that must have been a beautiful frame. Well, have you always hung your frames?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the little things you don't look.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Like a sawhorse and hold on. This lady across the street got her some of them. She said they didn't last to cook. Too close for that little hold on.
Mm-hmm. Does your mother hang her frames
mm-hmm.
too? She always in the living room or did you?
I wish I had me a room just big enough to put a quilt up in and nothing else in it. Then a quilt, and I wouldn't have to hang it up the top of the house.
Really?
Well, I quilt in the daytime, and I sew in the tops at night, and I get sleepy.
That's great. How much do you sell them for?
Anywhere from $75 from $60. From $60 to $85, just according to what size.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever sell them to stores, or do you just
mm-hmm.
usually sell them to people as they come by?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This, you quilt, how do you quilt now? These stitches, where do you start from?
See that seam where them squares go together? I can't find that in the market. You know, you people used to quilt in shell. Let it go
uh-huh.
like this.
Uh-huh.
But I can't find that in the market off of that you can brush off of it. Mm-hmm. And so I've got the quilt in mine, just starting in the center of the square, coming down, and then whenever you get it quilted, these seams where
uh-huh.
you put it here
uh-huh.
will meet and go cook without that.
Oh, I see. So it'll go
mm-hmm.
straight up and across.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What's this?
That's my wax that I use on my thread and it goes to nothing.
Uh-huh. That's a good idea. Well, how long would it take you to piece this up?
Well, one like this, it'll take you about... Well, it'll take every night 1 week to fix one like this. Now, one like I sewed up the other night, I could sew that up in just a little while because squares are that big square. And there's four of them together. And they take no time. I'm afraid that girl ain't going to be satisfied with them, though, whenever she gets a move.
And how long would it take you to quilt it then, one this size?
Well, I started on this one. Monday, I believe it was. Put it all there Monday and all there Tuesday. And all there Wednesday on it. That's 3 days. And yesterday I had a good game sale. And I've been throwing on it all there today. It'll take me to dinner tomorrow to get that. It'll take 5 days.
Uh-huh.
At the very least. Just for a double bed or a queen size. Now for I don't make many single beds.
Mm-hmm.
I never I make one for a double bed. It's big enough you turn over, your back don't freeze.
That's great. You said you on the other side you put flannel.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you put? Is it commercial batting that you buy? Is that what it is? Or where would you get that?
Well, you can get it at Murphy's. Get this Woolworth's at the mall. You can get that at
So any kind of regular.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you the best thing in this world to put on the inside of the quilt, and that's that polyfill. That they use to line these heavy jackets with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can throw a chunk of that big square in your washing machine and let it just beat and bang and beat and bang and take it out just as smooth as that button. It don't wad up one bit in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm going to try to talk that girl into getting to fix that dust out of her. And it's the easiest stuff in this world, quickly.
Do you ever quilt, like someone brings in a piece top and they ask if you would quilt it?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. There aren't very many people left to do it.
I've got two in there now for that girl. She wants to quilt for her. She said she quilted one, but her frames weren't big enough for a double. But I'm going to get my son-in-law to take them two boys out on the porch. And rip them and make me some. There's one of my frames that's just bowed up that. Warped. And I'm going to get him, take them out and make some new frames.
Good idea.
Because I know they'll get on there.
Right.
But that, look, girl, I don't know what in this world that woman was thinking about. She made that quilt top 120 inches long. Huh. And, I forgot now how wide it is. And my frames ain't been 108 inches long.
What are you going to do? Or
I'm just going to let it lay there. And she comes back and I'm going to tell her there's going to be a whole block to take off.
Yeah.
Because you sure can't cool it if it's too long. You've got to have room enough out here on the end to put them clamps. And you take 2 inches off each end of it. That we're going to leave it 104 inches, and that quilt top's 124. I measured it.
Yeah.
I cut mine. They was big enough before I cut them down that I could put a queen size, a king size. See how it scarred up my balls?
Oh, yeah.
It's just big.
It's just so
that
big.
Much of them.
There's only so big you can go.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, did your mother piece the tops by hand, or did she?
Yeah, she pieced
it by hand. Is that how you first started by hand, and then got a machine? Take a long time to do it by hand, then.
I don't know it by hand myself. I ain't gonna make none of what I can make on my machine. I want you to make me a double wedding ring. I said, you want one made? I said, you make it, bring it to me, I'll put it. Because they applicated, you see that double wedding ring.
Yeah. You don't applicate, it's just pretty much string quilt.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to make my daughter a spread. that big dog will cut the squares, just that, this big square.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pin them. Turn them under and pin them. Her machine does that fancy stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get her to stitch them around them to get it put together. They'll stitch down each seam with that fancy stitch, and I ain't going to put no lining under it. I'll put my ruffle on it.
Ooh, that'll be really pretty. Yeah, that should be really nice.
I told her I wanted to begin to think what color she wanted, but she wanted the dust dolls all the same color. And then get her curtains to match her dust for a bedroom to match her dust doll.
She's
got three
really
girls
nice.
In school. She don't have time to do nothing but set sewing machine and sew for them.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Well, there aren't very many people who have the patience to quilt anymore. It's a long job.
I enjoy it.
That's good.
Before I had my stroke, I didn't do much quilting because I could get out in the yard and work in the yard and my garden. I thought, well, I can't get out and dig now. And so, a little over a year ago, you stand that sun more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I was just lucky that it didn't go. It was just on the side of my face. And I could feel a little bit in this arm. But Monday, you better go to the doctor. I don't know, doctor. I said, you're going to slap me right to the hospital and put them on electric treatments on me. And I said, I'm going to go. I said, I'll get all right. And a couple of 3 weeks after that, I went to have a blood check, and I was telling him about it. The side of my face was still, you know, kind of numb from it. And he gave me some little old tablets. He said, that's in my blood.
Oh, that's good.
The reason I stand up to quilt, I have arthritis in this knee.
Oh,
and I sit down, you know, and have that leg crooked a certain length of time. Whenever I get up, I can't walk hardly.
It's better to stand. Would you have a favorite pattern of yours?
That broken stove, that picture just hit my
way
it's supposed to be made. That round circle, mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be a dark and a light, dark and a light. And then them cross pieces is supposed to be a dark one and a lighter. Just two colors. And God, that thing is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I've made them out of green and white, yellow and white, red and white. And I made a boy over in Gainesville, when he lives in Jacksonville, a big school. Over in Gainesville. His was blue and yellow. And the blue had a little tiny yellow flower in it.
Really
costs just to make one.
Oh.
You can't get by for less than $25 just for the top. Then you buy
the cost of thread is.
I'm not going to buy a cloak that I think will fade and ruin. I buy most of my material at Murphy's, and I've never got any that faded.
Do you mostly use cotton?
Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Now, this year's stuff here. The woman bought this from Miami, and I made her one, a top. And that color, and this color combined, and you can imagine how it glared up in your eyes. And that there, that regular old cotton sateen.
Mm-hmm.
And this was at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it stretch this way, and hit it stretch that way, and hit it pull the other way. And whenever I got it made, she come after it. Good to do, she brought it back. She said, we decided we wanted this hem took out, and it binded around with some stuff back. I said, you want that hem took out and hit binded? She says, yes, ma'am. I said, all right, I'll do it for $15. Back on. I want about to sit down and rip that hem out. It took you all day long to rip that hem out.
Because they don't even realize how much time it takes.
I haven't heard from her since, so I don't know. She might have got mad. But I had plenty of work to do without it anyhow.
So you've been quilting since you were 7. That means you've been quilting for about 60 some years. That's great. So, are any of your children interested in it?
I told that oldest granddaughter of mine this summer, she does too, Christina. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, I'll cut my tops out and you make them. And I said, I'll give you $10 for every top you make for me. Grandma, you know I can't do that. Sit down there and sew them. She'd make her a dress. She's quick as her mother can make it. She just ain't interested in it. That's what got me started making quilts again. I used to make them all the time. I mean, every one of my grandchildren, one Christmas a year ago for Christmas. Every one.
What a great present. Well, I guess we'll probably be getting on, but...
I know you're sharing. I enjoy talking to you.
Oh, I enjoy talking to you, too, Lenny. It was Annie Coleman. What's the date? January 14th, 1977.